XRFM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. You know what? NASCAR now only has three letters. They are SVG. That's right. Back-to-back wins for Shane Van Gisbergen. And Sean Whitfield is going to continue to fanboy all over NASCAR's latest phenom. So we've got that to look forward to. Road course racing at Sonoma Wine Country. Which Pinot did Sean pair with the race? And where are we heading next? Dover. There you go. That's exactly where we're heading. So we're heading to the concrete next. We'll break that down as well. But we got lots to get to. SVG, another win. Let's talk points. Let's talk standings. TNT coverage is soon to be done. What do we think of that? And looking forward to the actual playoffs that are starting sooner rather than later. How in the world are we getting towards the end of summer? We'll discuss that and everything else right now on another edition of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey Orr, and alongside, actually across from me, and I'm beyond, if I sound a little unsettled today, it's because Mr. Whitfield has moved me around his magic table of microphones. So I'm sitting in a new place. And quite frankly, as I look at the camera up here, I can't see my face as well, and it's hurting morale a little bit. But joining me as he does each and every Monday at 6, it's none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Just imagine me like your wife telling you what to do. You're used to that.
You don't have a couch to sleep on here, so yes, I am very used to that. You're still way nicer about it.
Well, you know, we only had to move things because we, you know, occasionally have a little technical challenge in the old Optimize You studio, even though things are relatively still new to us. So we'll get that corrected. And you only had to move one seat over. Yeah, I mean, we got five seats and five microphones in the studio.
We're like a pit crew, Sean. If one goes down, you hop in the next one.
Well, and I can relate to where you're coming from. It's almost like if you get moved out of your normal position, it kind of gets you out of sorts a little bit.
Well, let's
and the older you get, the worse that feeling becomes.
Well, and you would know something about that.
I do.
But let's say you're getting ready to, you know, max out on bench or do some heavy weight on the bench press, and the one you always use, you can't use that. We got to go over here to this other one, and the padding's a little different.
I just wish you could relate to that.
You don't have that. Listen. Listen.
I just wish you could.
Hey, I'm gonna surprise you. You know,
you definitely will surprise me if that happens.
And with your heart condition, that's sometimes, you know, your age is bad.
That's just because I've been brokenhearted so many times in my life.
I exercised 3 times this week.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You talking about beverage curls? Yes. Is that what you're talking
12,
about?
12. I went up to 16-ounce curls.
You know, you don't even walk when you play golf. You're always in the cart. You could at least get, you know, some walking.
Because golf is the sport of leisure. And when you hit the ball as far off course as I do, you got to walk over to that one anyway.
When's the last time you walked a golf game without a cart?
I've never.
You've never?
No.
Wow. When I was growing up, I never played golf unless I was walking.
Okay, there's this comedian that talks about camping, and he's like, you know, camping's cool, but then we invented houses, mm-hmm. and so people do go there now.
Just like I had to walk miles to school.
Uphill? Yeah. All right. We used to walk playing golf, and then they invented these things called carts, and they have beverage holders, and you can play music. And
Do the golf carts now play music?
Well, because you bring your Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It has been a while for you.
It has been a while since I've played any golf. Probably a good 6, 7, 8 years ago now. So golfers do bring their Bluetooth speakers and play music on the golf course? I thought everybody's supposed to be quiet.
It is very generational. If they are your age or older, and I'm not being mean, I'm just saying that generation or older, probably not going to have a speaker and probably not going to have music. My generation or younger, absolutely.
Really?
Speaker and music. Now,
I thought you were supposed to be quiet on a golf course.
Well, if you're like, if it's a tournament or something and you're like really trying, but you're just out there playing a recreational round. Oh, and listen, I'm one of them. I don't play it real loud. It's just something there to kind of be by the carts. You can kind of keep getting the groove. There are some that take it. I mean, you can hear them on the next hole over. There's some that really go nuts. Now that's too much, but
so do you, it happens. Do you bring one on your golf cart and play it?
Yeah, I keep one in my bag all the time.
Huh?
So I can play that music you hate.
You know, I was going to say, I bet it's horrible. It's painstaking to play golf with you with your Bluetooth speakers because you listen to that old, horrible classic country that makes you want to, you know, slap your dog and your cat at the same time.
So golf's all about tempo. So you want that nice, slow, even tempo. If you get out there, you'd have like Breaking Benjamin or something like that playing. You'd go too fast.
Hey, I'd have some Rock 103.7.
You'd be breaking clubs or something.
No, I'd be playing. I'd be aggressive. I'd be fired up. I'd be shooting it down the middle. And, you know, I'd probably have one of the best golf games I ever had in my life.
Well, that's not saying much.
Well, it's true. But, you know, one thing about my golf game is I can dress the part. I can fit the attire. I can look like I know what I'm doing, even though maybe I don't.
Well, that and look good, play good. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. See, I got the uniform.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem. So speaking of golf, did you play golf this past weekend?
Did not. Still recovering.
You on probation?
Still recovering from the week before.
You're still on probation.
I have somehow. So, Sean, hey, today makes 18 years that I've been married to one beautiful Mrs. Krista Orr.
I thought you used to call her an angel. You don't call her an angel anymore?
She's an angel. You know, Satan was an angel, according to the Bible.
So, I was wondering if you were going to bring that in.
Just saying. Anyway.
So she's known to be the devil sometimes.
So 18 years today, flowers to the office, so all the other ladies see. I get the text about noon. Thank you. They're beautiful, which is about all you're going to get out of that.
Right? I was going to say, you didn't get no hearts, emojis.
No.
You didn't earn any of those?
We're still working our way back up. Okay.
Man. But, you must have really been in the doghouse.
I think I'm good. Of course, I did try to schedule another golf game this weekend. Didn't go well, so I had to pull back.
I think you need some marriage counseling just for you.
Yeah, probably.
Because you don't ask for another golf game as soon as you're asking for a golf game.
Well, you know,
when you hadn't even recovered out of the doghouse from the last golf game you
Sean,
played.
You know I'm in sales. If you don't ask, they can't say yes.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but
I mean, you
know,
you just try.
Yeah, but you can take no pretty easy on a fence sale. But when your wife tells you no, there's something a little different about
it. It's the customer that never goes away.
Yeah, it affects you a little different. So
no, had a good weekend, went to the pool.
So did y'all do anything special?
I just went to the pool this weekend.
No, I'm talking about for the anniversary.
Oh, we went out to eat.
That was it?
Yeah, nothing too bad. You know,
no hotel room?
At our age? Yeah.
No hotel room?
Yeah, like I said, when I was having to book these plans, I was still... I was below the line.
Oh, this is so good. This is good.
Is it good?
It is. Because I can feel your pain because I've been there before. And you and Big Daddy Kyle have given me so much grief over the past 20 years. It's kind of nice to not be on that side of the fence.
So I've got a friend at the office who went out on a first date this weekend. And he did better than I did on my anniversary weekend.
Wow.
So that just shows you kind of where I stand.
Man.
You know, but.
And it was his first date weekend?
It was good. Yeah.
Wow. He must have done something right.
They did well.
You didn't give him any coaching, though, did you?
No, absolutely
don't
not.
Get, yeah, don't.
No, you don't want to know what you
it's to your his. It's to his best benefit for not take no lessons
basically
from you.
Do the opposite of me. So.
And I'm not good at it either, so I'm not going to tell him anything either.
That's why we get married.
So. All you did was dinner for the anniversary.
And
flowers today.
Went to Mass on Saturday. Kept looking for you and Kim. Didn't see you.
Yeah, we were working.
Went to go eat and then
at the house.
Yeah, a little family pool time yesterday.
Then we went and ran some errands, me and Krista. You know, that's romantic when you're our age, just go run some errands together.
So you had a grocery shopping. You had a family day at the gated community pool.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about this on the Move Radio this past Saturday, and I got to share it with
another
you.
Whitfield Media production.
Yeah, I got to share this with you today and in our audience, especially since you go to public pools all the time. NBC News just did a survey, and they found that 40% of adults surveyed admitted to peeing in the pool. So that's 4 out of 10 people pee in a public pool.
Yeah.
So just think about that for a moment.
Okay.
And just imagine, it's even worse if they surveyed kids. So you're hanging out every weekend in a pool that's full of pee. Just saying.
Well, then I would answer you with, number one, urine, or pee as you're calling it, mm-hmm. is like 98% water. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not if it's yours. If it's your pee.
14% Bush Light.
There's going to be alcohol content if it's yours.
And also, at Winstone, we use this stuff called chlorine that, if you're familiar with it, that, you know what? Kill just about anything.
Yeah. So it kills good stuff that it shouldn't kill,
and,
too.
And it makes you stronger, quite frankly. You know what? That's what's wrong with the world today. Not enough people swimming around and peeing.
When I saw this study, I thought of you. Because I know how frequently you go to a public pool.
Yeah.
And that's not a very big pool that you go to, if I remember right.
That's pretty good size, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't have quite a few people there every weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's packed.
It's packed out. Then it becomes a small pool when you get a bunch of people in there. So just wanted to give you that public service announcement.
Just want to try to ruin my pool time? Is that it?
Because that is accurate journalism by NBC News. It just came
accurate.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah, fast, accurate.
Fast and accurate.
But I had a good weekend, did a lot of work around both the houses working with or doing and living in and out of, and planning Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. That's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, you got a big weekend.
Oh, man, this whole week's going to be crazy. This show is going to be bigger and better than ever. It's our 5th anniversary. We've moved it to the Chattanooga Convention Center. Tickets are going fast. We've got more competitors scheduled and registered than we've ever had before. So we're anticipating this to be a big night. It's coming up this Saturday. Anybody interested out there listening and interested in coming and seeing our show? It's online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. That's ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. In just a moment, we're going to break down the weekend at Sonoma, but we're also going to talk about what the latest are with legal challenges with 2311 and Front Row Motorsports. 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports filed documents in U.S. District Court today, seeking a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction to maintain their charter status days before they are scheduled to lose it. A little bit later in the program, we'll share with you the statement that NASCAR issued this morning. And also, District Court Judge Kenneth D. Bell has ordered NASCAR to deliver its response to the court by 5 p.m. this Wednesday. So there's going to be more legal stuff to come out this week, and we'll share a little bit about that as well as other news in the world of NASCAR. So we got a lot to cover in this hour. All right, it is time for us to take a break, and we come back, we'll break down the entire weekend at Sonoma and get you up to date on all the latest with the driver standings and more. We got all that coming up today on Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105 as we continue our 24th year talking NASCAR. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow online at racingtalkradio.com or at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. More after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley-Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircox, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday here on Rock 103.7 and getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today we swear we're going to talk NASCAR. Shane Van Gisbergen, another big win. That's back-to-back wins, third win of the year. Is a rookie about to win the most races of anybody in the Cup Series? When's the last time that happened? Never. So a heck of a season already for SVG. We'll talk about that a little bit. Plus, look at the schedule coming up. Heading to Dover this Sunday. So we went back-to-back road courses. Now we're going to Dover and then to Indianapolis. And that will end the mid-season tournament and the TNT coverage for kind of what used to be the Summer Series. So there you have it. But big win for SGV. That's his third of the season. The first in like 2,000 races with Red Bull as the main sponsor. So lots of records being broken this weekend. Also, we're joined in studio by a buddy of mine, Mr. Tyler Bloom, hanging out, just keeping us company. Hopefully, he'll fix this microphone that wasn't working a while ago. We may hear from him later on. But Sean, you tune into Sonoma, and I know it's your favorite race because you get to have a glass of Pinot while you watch NASCAR. And I kind of felt like it was like, wow, he's going to do it again. And then he turned around and did it again. I did not have SVG with back-to-back victories on my 2025 NASCAR bingo card.
You know, I didn't either, but it doesn't surprise me in the least. Led 97 of 110 laps.
Did that surprise you in the least? I mean,
no. No, the guy is...
I was surprised. Like,
the guy's got talent.
Yes, he's obviously talented, but to go out back-to-back... You know how hard it is to win on this series?
Well, it is, but we've seen him come into the sport and do things that haven't been done in a long time. He proved himself last year when he ran at Chicago, and then he proved it again this year at Chicago. No, I wasn't surprised. Matter of fact, I would... be surprised if we didn't see him get another road course victory this year. He's no question the best right now that we've got in the series. SVG tied Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon mark of three consecutive road course victories from the pole with Sunday's dominating victory. The last time this was accomplished by Gordon was in 1998 and 1999. So he's achieving some records.
He's won three of the last five cup races. I mean, yeah. That's Gordon-esque. That's Jimmy Johnson-esque. That's Tony Stewart. I mean, that's what those kind of names do. I don't know that there's a guy in the series that can do that except possibly SVG.
And just think, any team owner out there would love to hire him, even if they knew that all he could run well on is road courses. Man, that's enough to
now
bring in.
Now that we have like seven road courses,
I think there's
it's kind of worth it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's enough to fund a full-time ride and bring in sponsors to be able to secure a few wins. I mean, who cares if he can't do well on an oval? I think he's improving, but he's still got a long ways to go. But certainly he was a wise decision and a wise business investment for Trackhouse Racing.
So essentially the way that NASCAR's point series work is if you get a win – you're going to make the playoffs. We have yet to see someone win and not get in, right? Now, mm-hmm. It's come down close, and we've had only one or two spots available.
We've sort of been waiting if that time ever happens.
It's eventually going to happen maybe, but it hasn't. And when you can go to a sponsor and go, hey, we got a guy in the car that we're going to go to six different races this year, and he is going to by far and away probably be the favorite at that race.
Yeah.
There's a really good chance I can get your company into the playoffs. That's enticing to sponsors, Sean.
Well, we saw Red Bull yesterday. We haven't really seen
how much money did they pour down this sport.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Red Bull had owned a team. They were probably They were probably the last sponsored team owner that we had in NASCAR, and I've lost track of how many years it's been, but it's probably been a good, I don't know, 5 or 6 years at least since they've been in the NASCAR Cup Series. And I truly believe that if it wasn't for SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, and his talent and his ability to win races, I don't know that Red Bull would even take a second look at NASCAR right now. So he's bringing sponsors to the sport that otherwise probably wouldn't be there.
Well, it's a huge win for him, a huge win for that race team. It just continues to make Justin Marks and Trackhouse Racing look smarter than everybody in the room for going out and getting that guy and letting him get out on road course races. So,
and look at what it does to Daniel Suarez.
I mean, yeah, they're best of friends.
that shows that it's not equipment. Daniel's not even coming close to getting the job done.
Yeah.
So the separation of Daniel and Trackhouse after this season is I think in the best interest of Trackhouse Racing for sure.
Yeah. Big win for SVG. Big win for the 88 team, like I said, and Trackhouse Racing. Big win for Chevrolet. And it puts SVG. I think we talked about this last week. He's already in the playoffs. I believe there's a road course. In the first round of the playoffs,
we got the Roval coming
up.
We
got the Roval
in the second round, I believe.
Yeah. So, well, we go to Darlington Worldwide Technology Raceway.
SVG has got a good shot of going all the way to the second round.
If he can get through the first round, where we go Darlington Worldwide Technology Raceway, which, Sean, it's now, is that a road course?
What's that?
Worldwide Technology Raceway?
Yeah.
So there's a road course in the first round. There's the Roval in the second round. there. I mean, he's just about writing his ticket to the third round and then just survive it and see what happens in Phoenix. I mean, he's by no means the favorite.
Well, wait a minute. Worldwide Technology Speedway, or is it Raceway or Speedway?
Raceway.
We'll have to check that out in the break.
Yeah, I think that's just
renamed. That's in it's in Gateway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just renamed. That's not.
Yeah. But nevertheless, or nonetheless, SVG has got the chances and odds to go very far in the NASCAR playoffs. Let's get right into the results. As we've been talking, Shane Van Gisbergen got his third victory of the season, only in 34 NASCAR Cup Series wins, his fourth top 10 finish in 2025. This is his first victory and first top 10 finish at Sonoma Raceway. The driver that came in second was Chase Briscoe. He posted his first top 10 finish in five races at Sonoma Raceway. It is his ninth top 10 finish in 2025. Third was Chase Elliott. Fourth, Michael McDowell. Fifth, Christopher Bell. Sixth, Tyler Reddick. Ty Gibbs in seventh. Eighth, William Byron. Ninth, Joey Logano. And 10th, Kyle Busch.
Hey, our old buddy Michael McDowell with the top five. That's an awesome run for him. You heard Kyle Busch in 10th. Brad Keselowski, good run for him in 11th. Josh Berry, 13th. Other drivers of note, Alex Bowman, 19th. Denny Hamlin, 20th. Austin Dillon, 21st. Ross Chastain, 24th. Did not have a great day. Austin Cindric in 30th. Carson Hocevar, 32nd. Kyle Larson, 35th. And Ryan Blaney, 36th place finish. Bad day for the number 12.
Six caution flags for 17 laps and 12 lead changes among seven drivers. Chase Briscoe, his runner-up results is his best finish on a road course. Until Sunday, he had never run a lap in the top five in four of the previous Sonoma starts. Chase Elliott, his third-place finish is his fourth top five in the last five races. Joey Logano, his ninth-place finish, snaps a five-race stretch without a top 10. Kyle Busch, he stands out with his top 10 finish, gives him back two top 10 finishes back-to-back. Ty Dillon, he finished 17th, but bumped Alex Bowman out of the way on the last corner of the last lap to finish ahead of Bowman and advance to the semifinals of the in-season challenge. Dillon was the last seed in the 32 driver field and is now in the final four. He's two races from the $1 million prize. The guys that certainly didn't do well, Noah Gregson, he finished 37th, making the third time in the last five races he has finished 30th or worse. Ryan Blaney, he finished 36th and was eliminated due to an accident. Blaney has failed to finish seven of the 20 races this season, the most of anybody in the series. And then last, Carson Hocevar, which certainly has been getting his fair share of attention this year, his 32nd place finish. It is the fourth time in the last six races that he has finished 29th or worse.
So had a bit of a run, Carson did, midway through the season, but it's kind of regressed back to the mean, I would say.
Yeah.
So.
Shane Gisbergen, I mean, all you can say is,
what do you say?
He's the best.
What can you say about SVG?
He is the best in the business to lead all those laps, and he's very well respected around the garage area. He's a good, clean racer. He respects all of his competitors on the racetrack. There's really no dirty driving or any kind of dirty driving reputation that he's established, and I think he also is starting to become somewhat of a fan favorite. Would you agree or disagree to all that?
Yeah, no, I do think kind of his nonchalant attitude, the fact he's Australian, the fact that he's a rookie but he's 36, he's very easy to like. It just comes off as a dude you'd like to hang out and have a couple beers with, and let's face it, that's kind of the archetype for NASCAR fans.
I wonder what they drink in Australia.
Well, you know what? Foster's? Remember that? Mm-hmm. Australia. But if you talk to anyone from Australia, that's crap. That's a total marketing thing. No one drinks Foster's down there. But it'll probably be on his next car.
I knew when it came to beer, you would know.
Well, you know, I'm a fan.
Yeah. you're a beer connoisseur.
Yes, if you want to call it that.
That's part of going to Oklahoma State, isn't it?
But hey, I took some courses there.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah, I bet you scored well too.
You used to know how many 12-ounce beers a keg would hold. You know, these important things that you needed to know back then.
No question about it. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will get into the driver's standings, as well as hear NASCAR's response to the legal actions that are continuing to go on between Trackhouse Racing and Front Row Motorsports. We got all that straight ahead, and you're listening to Racing Talk Radio right here on Rock 103.7 for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. I'm clinging on to hope, and I feel so low, but I'm dealing. The struggle's getting on.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The 2025 Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming July 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr every Monday, getting you all the info you need to know to be up to date, to have a little something to chat about around the water cooler, if that's even a thing anymore. If someone wants to talk NASCAR, all you got to say now is, hey, SVG, man. You know what? The NBA has SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's the best basketball player right now. NASCAR has SVG, possibly the best, certainly the best road course racer in NASCAR right now. So there you go.
Yeah. Thinking of other types of sports, isn't this week media days for the SEC?
Media days started today. Like, I don't know how in the world we're so close to football season already, but it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
The Open Championship, formerly known as the British Open, is happening this weekend in golf. Baseball, no idea. I don't think anything too exciting is happening there. And basketball is not even going right now. So, you know what? Football right around the corner. Sean, it will be July 31st when the Hall of Fame preseason game that kind of kicks off the NFL season. I mean, it'll happen at the end of this month. We'll already be watching football like 2 weeks from now.
Hmm. Yeah, I think we're seven. I think this past Saturday was 7 weeks before the first weekend of SEC football.
So your other one of the other Whitfield Media Group joints, as the kid calls it, as the kids call it, is your SEC football show.
College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. We will be back on Saturday, August the 30th. And we'll be making an announcement very soon as to who will be our new superstar co-host of that show, along with myself. This is a big name. Is it me?
Is it me? Have you assigned it to me? And I just don't I haven't read my email yet.
You know, if you weren't from Oklahoma State, you would have been a good candidate.
I tell you what's crazy about football.
But you like that football conference that really nobody cares about.
It may not exist soon. Apparently the Big 12 and what is it, the others, like, they may go away.
And you know what? Nobody would miss them.
I don't find that true.
You don't.
But here's the thing. With transfers and with NIL and all of that happening, I mean, it is the wild, wild west. And I know you discussed that in the show. And I think people, even the passing fan, realizes that players can just interchange now. Mm-hmm. I am normally very versed on at least my team and the Big 12 and what things are looking like and how good we're going to be. Like, I have a really good handle on it. I have no idea anymore. I can't even, I mean, Tennessee had one of the top quarterback recruits in the country, Sean, and he played fairly well, got them into the playoffs, and then left. Like, I can't even.
Didn't I hear where he was coming back, though?
No, he's going to UCLA.
Okay.
Nico or whatever?
Yeah.
So, my mind can't wrap around, like, keeping up with all these players. I read today that the Oklahoma State Cowboys, my teams, were my alma mater, were always, last year was our first losing season in 20 years. We're always usually pretty good, and every 4 or 5 years we'll make a really good team and a run on it. We literally have 11 new players on offense, and most of them are because of 19 new transfers. I have no idea who these people are, and yet I'm going to tune in on Saturday and be like, well, here's my team. It's very – well, it's a weird time, man.
Well, it's not only a weird time, but college football's different. It's not the same. It's a money game now.
It's always been. It's just a money game out in the open.
Well, yeah, but it's a legal money game now.
Yeah.
And the money's a lot bigger now. And it's getting bigger every year, and it's going to become where there's more and more problems for a lot of us college football fans, the bigger the money game gets.
Well, and it's like Dion, who's at Colorado, a Big 12 school, Sean.
Yeah.
He said it's really hard to compete when you have a freshman class, like just a class of recruits that's worth $20 million.
Yeah.
And if that's the budget you're worth, I mean, that's like NFL money, you know, and you're just talking about one class. That's not even a whole team. So
yeah.
I don't know. But here's the thing. Now that you've made the money legal and everybody knows a way to get the money where it needs to go, let's say tomorrow the NCAA, if they even have the power to do anything anymore, let's just say everybody agreed salary cap, $20 million. Like, your team cannot spend any more than $20 million on players. You don't think there's still going to be some really underhanded things to get some people wherever they need to go? And you don't think the Texases and Ohio States and Michigans that have all this money aren't going to somehow continue to have the best recruiting classes. It's crazy right now.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to break it all down coming up August the 30th right here on Rock 103.7, Chattanooga's Rock Station, with College Football Radio. I'll be making a big announcement very soon as to who will be joining me as my co-host on the show. And this guy is connected. He is bringing 35 years worth of SEC college football to the table, as well as he could pick up his cell phone and he's got the contacts of everybody in the athletic program of football at the University of Tennessee.
Is it Nick Saban?
It is not Nick Saban.
Nick,
but
coming into podcast,
Nick's in his Rolodex. I mean, this guy is connected. I went out and I found the biggest fish in Lake Whitfield out back.
Hey,
and I reeled him in.
Now that you're actually on the show,
I had to be on the show because I had no other choice.
Can we at least? Are you going to start giving me the Big 12 minute? That's all I need.
No.
God almighty.
No.
You think for all I do.
Hey, you know what? I got the perfect idea. We can have the Big 12 minute brought to you by Quality Fence.
Boom. Look, done.
That's the ticket.
Absolutely done.
Man, I will email you a contract tomorrow.
Listen, let's do it.
And then we can even go a step above. We can do the Tennessee Vol 5 minutes presented by Bobby and Quality Fence.
You get Bobby Winnie talking Tennessee, you'll have something.
Matter of fact, it's going to get even better. I can just imagine College Football Radio presented by Quality Fence.
Well, then it would
on Rock 103.7.
Here's the thing. If Bobby's helping sponsor it, you would literally not be allowed to talk about Alabama. Like, you wouldn't even get to say who they're playing that week.
Well, we just include some of that in the commercial break.
Yeah, and then, probably Georgia at this point. Who knows?
All right, well, back to NASCAR. Talking about money, let's go to the money sport.
Yeah. A good segue from college football.
And that is NASCAR. Let's get right into the driver's standings after the race in Sonoma, California. William Byron is leading 14 points ahead of second place Chase Elliott, third Kyle Larson, fourth Tyler Reddick, and fifth Denny Hamlin.
In the sixth spot, Christopher Bell, seventh Ryan Blaney, eighth Chase Briscoe, ninth Ross Chastain. Rounding out the top 10, Chris Buescher, Joey Logano, 11th, Alex Bowman, 12th, Bubba Wallace, 13th, Ryan Preece, 14th, Kyle Busch, 15th, and racing his way into the top 16 is number 16, AJ Allmendinger. However, hold off just right there, Dinger. Because you've got 20th place Austin Cindric, 21st place Josh Berry, and 26th place SVG, all with victories. So the 16th, 15th, and 14th place would all go to them, which would leave a Bubba Wallace, your last man in, without a victory. So there you have it, the driver's standings, NASCAR.
And we just completed race number 20. We got six more races before we determine the 16 drivers that are going to be part of the NASCAR playoffs. All right, let's go into news in the world of NASCAR here. And I want to talk for just a moment about the 2311 Front Row Motorsports asked court to keep their charter status days before they lose it. As I shared earlier in the program, 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports filed documents in U.S. District Court today, seeking a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction to maintain their charter status days before they are scheduled to lose it. The team in court documents states losing their charter status would cause irreparable harm, and that NASCAR has signaled its intentions to immediately move or sell their charters to other entities, putting 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports in a irreparable jeopardy of never getting their charters back and going out of business. Now, just think about this for just a moment. 2311 has built a racing Taj Mahal. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars. And we're talking about the most famous athlete, wouldn't you agree, in the world, Michael Jordan. Just think, if NASCAR ends up winning this thing, what's this going to look like to the sports world?
Well, there is no way NASCAR would do away with the take their charters away, because NASCAR's
gonna, I'm not so sure
NASCAR's going to want other teams to buy charters, and when they're going to go, hey, so right now you can do whatever you want, and then if I raise my hand and say we need to go to court and talk about this, you're just going to take my charter away? Like, that's not okay. Remember, NASCAR,
I mean, this thing's getting ugly.
NASCAR can be as hardline as they want, but they're still a business, Sean, and to operate as a business, you need people purchasing your product. In this case, their product are charters.
Let me share with you real quick NASCAR's statement that they released this morning. It is unfortunate that instead of respecting the clear ruling of the Fourth Circuit Court, 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports are now burdening the district court with a third motion for another unnecessary and inappropriate preliminary injunction. As both the Fourth Circuit and the district court suggested, NASCAR has made multiple requests to 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports to present a proposal to resolve this litigation. We have yet to receive a proposal from 2311 or Front Row Motorsports, as they have instead preferred to continue their damaging and distracting lawsuit. We will defend NASCAR's integrity from this baseless lawsuit forced upon the sport that threatens to divide the stakeholders committed to serving racing fans everywhere. We remain focused on collaborating with the 13 race teams that signed the 2025 charter agreement, and we share our mutual goals of delivering the best racing in the world, including this weekend at Dover. So
good old negotiation technique.
It's still continuing to heat up, and this is going to go to trial.
Yeah. You know what? This is just one of those good old things. NASCAR writes the rules, and everybody knows what they're getting into when they get into NASCAR. However, when NASCAR sends the updated rules package at midnight and says you got to sign it by 6 a.m. the next day, it's hard not to think this is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And you're getting pretty heavy handed with, I get it, you know, but it's going to be interesting.
Think about how many team owners out there, I could see like a Richard Childress that is sitting on the sidelines thinking, thank goodness.
Yes.
We signed our agreements.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank goodness we signed our agreement, and thank goodness we're not the main event in the boxing match. But also they're hoping that 2311 and Front Row Motorsports are able to accomplish some success from this.
I mean, 2311 or Michael Jordan.
It's like they're fighting their battle for the rest of them too.
They've got the checkbook to fight this thing. Richard Childress does not.
Yeah, I certainly agree. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com. Just click on past shows to catch any of our past shows, as well as go to your favorite podcast platform, search Racing Talk Radio, download anywhere, anytime at your convenience if you miss any broadcast or any portion of the show. More straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelterford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105 each and every Monday. Rock 103.7. See, here's the
thing, dollar,
Sean,
in the jar.
You can't have this sticker pointing at me on the back of your, you know, I'm sitting over here looking at your computer and there's this sticker just looking at me with the wrong information.
Man,
on it.
That, my trick played well on you today.
You got me. Rock 103.
That is, you know, I think that's the first time that you've messed up since we've been on a different frequency.
That's all right. You know what? Everybody makes mistakes in life. That was my one.
I don't know. I can't relate.
Dover, we're heading to Dover Motor Speedway coming up this Sunday, then to Indianapolis on the 27th. That's the last two races of July, the last two races of the in-season challenge. Yeah, that's coming up. So I tell you what, that's you kind of look at the schedule. Atlanta, mile and a half fast track. Then we go back-to-back road course races. Then we go basically the Monster Mile at Dover, which hard on cars and hard on attitudes. And then we end in Indianapolis. That is a very, I mean, very diverse but very odd midsummer schedule. So,
and my least favorite is Indy.
And the least favorite is definitely Indy. Yeah. But it'll be, the spectacle will be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to pull for SVG because I want him to prove to the NASCAR nation that he is more talented than just road course racing. So, he's the guy I'm going to be pulling for the next few races anyway.
He's into the playoffs. I'm going to go back to pulling for Keselowski or Kyle Busch to surprise us and secure their spot.
You know, speaking of Kyle Busch, I've been paying a little extra attention to him over the last couple of months, and I've noticed, as bad as he has sucked this year and not with a top team organization, the old Kyle Busch, and we've talked about this before, would be furious, would be mad at the world, ticked off, have nothing good to say, no positivity, all, nothing but negativity. And that's not the Kyle Busch we've seen. He's very willing and respectful of going to, and talking to the media. It's just a whole different guy. It's got to be an age thing. And maybe the fact that he has so much respect for Richard Childress, and he knows Richard Childress expects him to conduct himself in a professional manner. But it's really taken me by surprise how much of a turnaround he has done with his conduct.
Do you think in his mind he's already decided when he's going to retire? And sometimes when you know where the end is, you just need that. You can kind of relax a little bit.
Well, I heard him say in an interview recently that if you weren't with Penske, Gibbs, or Hendricks, you could say that a lot of times you'd be a driver that really didn't have much of a chance.
Well, listen, then maybe that's the pressure. Like, hey, I don't have the good stuff, so let me just get out here and make what I can of it.
You know, if you were in Kyle Busch's shoes and you had the chance to go to a race team in your final year of your career, but you could not go to Hendrick, Gibbs, or Penske because there was just not an opportunity there, where would you go?
Where is there to go?
I would go to Trackhouse.
Is there going to be a spot? You think?
Well, it's been speculated that Trackhouse is trying their best to get a third charter, and they may very well get that.
If they've got another $40 million laying around and want to get a charter.
But I would do everything I could to put a deal together with them.
Do you invest that kind of money and try to garner, or I guess recruit, produce, whatever, get enough sponsorship for a guy that you're not even sure? I mean, let's face it, Kyle Busch, while still talented, he's one of the old guys now. That's not usually where you place your money when you know there's a finite amount of time that he'll be there.
Well, Justin Marks has impressed me as being a sharp and very respected businessman, more than just a team owner of two NASCAR teams. And he seems to really do well in securing sponsorships and keeping that sponsorship relationship going strong to where the sponsors want to stay with him, whether he's winning races or not. So I think he could take a Kyle Busch and possibly put him in victory lane a couple of times in the season and have enough clout and respect from the business world that he could secure some good sponsors.
If you're Justin Marks, are you worried about having a pretty good thing going and Kyle Busch maybe not being the personality you want to bring on board? I know he's older, he's kinder, he's gentler. You said that a million times, but it's always kind of been Kyle's saying he doesn't always play well with others.
Well, that is true. That's why we like seeing multiple perspectives on Racing Talk Radio.
Speaking of not playing well with one another, let's introduce our special guest in studio. Do you have the button press for his mic?
Can we do that? I do.
Our old buddy Tyler Bloom. I'm giving Tyler a ride home today, so he was nice enough to just hang out and be quiet for an hour. And but he is a NASCAR fan, and he asked me NASCAR questions all the time. So I said, hey, come hang out on the show a little bit.
Welcome, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you all for having me, guys.
Glad to have you. So have you learned anything today?
I learned that SVG is a 36-year-old rookie. I did not know he was that old.
Yeah.
Or maybe that young.
You're 26?
26.
I'm 46.
How long have you been a NASCAR fan?
Man, I was Jeff Gordon for
Halloween.
Let's
get you up a little closer to the mic, please.
So he and his dad are the ones that so highly recommended after you the NASCAR documentary, how cool that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since I was younger, I think I was Jeff Gordon for Halloween in first and second grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I had some other family members that was a little frowned upon. Gordon was.
Hey, yeah. You get that boy out of here.
Now, I've known your father since before you were born. We were talking about that during the break. Did your father, Kevin, have any influence on you to be into NASCAR, or did you do that on your own?
I think it was mostly due to him. He was a Tony Stewart fan, and when he worked at Camping World, they had Fantasy NASCAR. So I took part in that, and I think I won my first or second year doing it, so I didn't get invited back, but
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I think I understand you have a significant other in your life. Is she a NASCAR fan?
We have been on one date, and I made the mistake.
I'm thinking positive. I'm hoping you're going to get that second date, too.
Goodness gracious. Look who's become Mr. Love all of a sudden.
Hey, I've got that experience.
I'm the one supposed to love, and you're over here. Okay. I mean,
I'm being encouraging.
Are you the kinder and gentler and older son?
I am. I'm cheering for the team, you know.
Just taking it slow, you know.
Taking it slow.
Oh, yeah.
Just one
time. Well, you know how you can really secure a good relationship? Is to bring her back to your house and turn on a NASCAR race.
Oh, yes. And
crank up the grill, grill a couple of steaks, and watch a good NASCAR race. Man, it works every time.
Wake her up about midway through it, you know.
That's how I got Miss Kim Chapman Whitfield.
That's right. She just was like, well, I can't leave now.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like a recipe for success to me.
It was. We're always full of good advice. Now, once you secure the relationship, I suck from there, so don't listen to anything I say. You might want to listen to Casey. But on second thought, you may just want to listen to your dad.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, dude, I've got plenty of wind in the sails. We're just going to take it as it goes.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you for stopping by and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thank you all for having me.
Before we go, NASCAR Clash will return to Bowman Gray Speedway or Raceway in 2026.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Any final words, sir?
Have a great week. Let's go racing at Dover and see if SVG can do something even more improbable than he's already done.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We encourage you to join us again next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, and we'll keep you up to date with all the latest news on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website. And for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studio. This is WRXR-FM Walden, Chattanooga. Rock 103.7.